Before you do anything else, call 860-349-2065.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
News on the Information Radio Network, I'm Richard Stewart. The worst of the first winter storm of the season is yet to come this weekend. Massachusetts could get 2 feet of snow. Meanwhile, New York Central Park is under 9 inches of snow with up to a foot and a half possible. Parts of Maine and New Hampshire may see near blizzard conditions. A spokesman for one of the two companies that makes flu vaccines for the U.S. says people must be persistent if they want a flu shot now that supplies have dwindled. Doctors are recommending healthy people between the ages of 5 and 49 opt for the nasal spray version instead. Aventis Pasteur spokesman Lynn Lavenda says the company has no more flu vaccine on hand.
We have completed shipping of approximately 43 million doses of our flu vaccine. This is our entire production for the current year.
You're listening to news on the Information Radio Network.
It's easy to get in over your head with debt. Life's little necessities can really add up. Or maybe you got sick or went through a divorce. And once you're in debt, it may seem impossible to get out. But now there's a nonprofit organization that helps consumers finally get out of debt. It's called Debtscape. Call them at 1-800-762-5400. Debtscape negotiates with your creditors to reduce monthly payments by as much as 50%. They can reduce or even eliminate your interest rate and arrange a plan to consolidate your bills with one lower monthly payment. You don't have to be a homeowner, and you don't have to qualify. If you feel your credit is out of control, Debtscape can help. If you're more than $2,000 in debt, call Debtscape now for a free debt consultation. 1-800-762-5400. It's completely confidential, and there's no obligation. It's easy to get in over your head financially. Let Debtscape help you get out. Call now, 1-800-762-5400.
Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has been dealt a setback by the California legislature in his quest to turn state finances around. The Assembly and Senate have rejected his proposed spending cap and a $15 billion bond measure he had hoped to put on the ballot in March. President Bush likes what he sees in the latest employment figures. Using his weekly radio address to trumpet the news that unemployment in November dropped to 5.9%, its lowest level in 8 months. November was also the fourth straight month of net job creation. The president gives credit for the job increases to tax cuts.
I hope some of it has to do, I know some of it has to do, I hope you understand some of it has to do with the fact that the role of government can help create growth. See, when a person has more money in their pocket, they're likely to come to Home Depot.
A man from Eastern Europe is accused of skimming more than $3 million after installing ATM machines across the U.S. and then stealing account numbers. Individuals can buy ATM machines and set them up in malls and elsewhere, making money on each transaction. For the latest news and analysis, log on to irnnews.com.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress that over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommended to their patients. It's so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. It contours to every curve of your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. For a free sample of the incredible material behind this innovative mattress and a free better sleep video, call 1-800-522-5559. See for yourself what all the excitement's about. Call Tempur-Pedic now at 1-800-522-5559.
The Bush administration says it is critical that parliamentary elections in Russia be free and fair. George Guetta has the story from the State Department.
Russia has been in the business of competitive elections for less than 12 years. More than 140 Americans, both from the government and from non-governmental organizations, will be among a large contingent of foreign observers monitoring the balloting. State Department spokesman Adam Arely says the vote poses an important test for Russia.
How they are conducted will demonstrate the commitment of the Russian government and people to deepening democracy.
Ballots will be cast for the lower house of parliament. The United Party of Russia, which supports the government, is expected to garner the most votes. George Guetta at the State Department.
Violence has erupted at a funeral for two Iraqis killed in a firefight with U.S. soldiers. Mourners killed a security officer and chanted pro-Saddam Hussein slogans over his body. About 1,000 mourners held somber procession through the streets of Samarra. As is customary, mourners began firing weapons in the air. But when members of the U.S.-led Iraqi Civil Defense Corps ordered them to stop, witnesses say the mourners opened fire on them. A guard was shot in the head and a vehicle was set on fire. It's being called a couch potato's dream. More than 20 people are trying to break the world record for continuous movie watching. They started yesterday in Manhattan's Times Square and must log in more than 66 hours in order to break the record. First movie on their list, Die Hard. I'm Richard Stewart. That's news from the Information Radio Network.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
From Montreal, Canada, it's Canada, the Travel World Radio Show.
All aboard!
Yeah! Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh! Push that button!
Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
Ozzy Osbourne on AM.
Yeah!
Let's do it.
But that's how it goes.
Always does.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. Today we are in Great St. Johnsbury, Vermont. We're at the Comfort Inn right here off of Exit 19, is it, Steve?
Exit 20.
Exit 20.
Well, you can turn off at Exit 19 and eventually get here.
Well, yeah, if you do Exit 19, you're going to end up on the 93 going southbound. And if you keep going, you'll end up either in north of Boston or...
Well, you can stop off in Littleton, which we'll be talking about a little bit today. Littleton is around 17 miles southeast of St. Johnsbury.
Yep.
We're here at the Comfort Inn and Suites, the 2003 Comfort Inn of the Year. Of all the Comfort Inns worldwide, this was rated number one.
Now, you know, last year we came here, they had a great big banner, said that they were the Gold Award winner. We didn't, a lot of places they make up their own awards. You know, like a guy named Morty Gold would have said, okay, that's my award, put my name up there and you win. But no, it's actually the gold. It does mean something within the chain. They are the best Comfort Inn in the chain, and with good reason. You come here, and not only is it a beautiful, spacious building, plenty of parking available. You've got an amazing pool, whirlpool. You've got a sauna.
Exercise room.
Oh, yeah. Everything.
Everything. There's a games room. They have a wonderful continental breakfast buffet and a large, bright, spacious room right off the lobby.
Oh, yeah.
They have added complimentary internet access from the lobby.
Yes, with high-speed internet.
New. Always adding, always upgrading their services here at the Comfort Inn St. Johnsbury.
They even have one of those manual signs where I can change the letters around.
Oh, yes. But of course, I noticed that they placed it in full view of the front desk with a security camera positioned on it, so they would know exactly who might have changed some of those meetings.
Oh, not me. Oh, I would never do such a thing.
But it's a great place for a meeting. They have one meeting room. It's a little over 1,140 square feet. Accommodates up to 110 people theater style. And what a great deal. If you take 20 or more rooms overnight, the meeting room is free of charge.
Oh, really?
Yes. If you just have a local group, they charge you $300 for the day to use the room.
Still, that's pretty good.
For 110 people, that's like $3 per person, and you can have your seminar, have your meeting, discuss your product launch, what have you.
That's pretty good. You have a whole day's use of it.
Whole day's use. And,
that's something.
And if you're taking the overnight room, you've got your breakfast included on site, you've got your recreational facilities on site, you're minutes away from everything in St. Johnsbury, a number of great restaurants we're going to be talking about.
Oh, yeah.
So everything was right at hand. What a very reasonably priced getaway location if you've got a sales group or a seminar group to have.
And very easy, like we say, straight on Interstate 91. Of course, a straight shot north for Charlie and JR. They can come and meet us here, hint, hint.
Yes, they can get here. If they leave now, they might get here in the snow to bid us fond farewell as we head home tomorrow.
Yeah, true. No, listen, they could come join us at the pool. You know, we'd have ourselves a fantastic little time up here. And, of course, the regular St. Johnsbury, the town of St. Johnsbury, we had ourselves our supper at the Black Bear Tavern and Grill.
Oh, and it's even better than it was six months ago or so. When we had, the steak, so tender, so juicy. And you were talking... We had always have the mozzarella sticks. These are like little mozzarella balls that were not filling. They
taste great, less filling.
Yeah, taste great, less filling. Yeah. But we didn't feel like we'd ate the whole piece of cheese and couldn't eat the rest of our dinner.
No, seriously.
It was a nice appetizer.
There, you know, when you add it all up, though, we sure did gorge ourselves. On
oh, yeah, I'd leave some of my French fries. The French fries were excellent that came with my filet mignon. I had the minestrone soup. Mm-hmm. You had the French onion soup.
Naturally. Faxed in my order.
they already know. But you did not have the prime rib, even though that last time I think you had prime rib or steak.
Oh, sure. I mean, well, they have some amazing prime rib. I had to try a few other things.
Turkey pot pie.
Oh, that was good. That was good.
It was such a big portion, it defeated you.
Well, yeah, it beat me. It was like a big turkey stew with a few pastries on it. It was like, oh. Well, yeah, there was like usual turkey pot pie. There's a piece of turkey on a string and you can't.
Oh, it was your TV dinner style, yes. But no. This is chock full of turkey and vegetables and rich, creamy broth. Oh, I could smell it across the table. And I was like, oh, did I make the right choice? But then I bit into my steak and I said, yes, I made a great choice too. So.
Well, that's true. And then there are nachos as well. We had nachos, but they don't kid around with their portions. They're good Lord. You know, it's like Haji's ice cream. You don't want to order the small because that's way too big. You want to order the extra totally teeny tiny. And then finally you'll get something that maybe two human beings can eat.
Prices were very reasonable. And the size of the portions and the hospitality, a nice, warm, welcoming room when you walk in. It's not everyone sitting down on little tables far, you know, wide on top of each other. Lots of space.
No, it's spacious and it's relaxing. They've got this fireplace right in the middle and, you know, it's the kind of thing that, you know, on a nice cold winter's day, it's relaxing. You smell the sweet country air and you walk in and immediately you relax. I mean, we had a long drive that day. We came down from Montreal and, you know, it was stressful. We've had ourselves a couple of stressful weeks back home, you know, big city and all, and we want to relax. Well, what better place to relax than to come to Vermont? And, of course, when you get, you know, when you're going down the 91 and you come here to the Comfort Inn, it's right at the end of the ramp. I mean, you just cannot miss it.
You cannot miss it. When you turn off at the exit, it's right there. Beautifully lit up at night, it stands out as a beacon of hospitality.
The beacon of hospitality, yes. Well, still, I mean, they have the Christmas decorations out. The trees are all lit up in front. It's just beautiful. And you look around and say, well, you know what? Now we know. Now we can relax. We can just unwind, let the coil spring finally come down, and that's it. And that's what we did.
Oh, that's what we did. And breathed in the nice, cool, sweet Vermont air. And sitting in the lobby here at the Comfort Inn, a nice warm fire as well.
Oh, yeah.
It's not your some Comfort Inns, there's no lobby at all. This is a huge, spacious lobby.
It's like a giant atrium when you walk in. They call it the Vermont Taj Mahal, and for good reason. Now, it's not a mausoleum. But, no, it's a magnificent building. I'm wondering, you know, we call it the Taj Mahal. I mean, that is a mausoleum. But, no, you walk into the place. It's a beautiful open-air lobby. From each of the floors, you can actually look down into the lobby. So it's open-air.
And you walk past.
Yeah, there's stairs downstairs, stairs upstairs to the second floor. The third and fourth, you take the elevator, but you walk straight to the back. And there's a great breakfast nook where they have a great continental breakfast, but it also features waffles that you can make yourself.
Oh, yes, the make your own waffle little area there that I saw you avail yourself of that this morning.
Oh, sure,
Vermont maple syrup.
Mm-hmm, Vermont maple.
And cereal, there's fruit, there's coffee and tea, there's cranberry and orange juice, there's bagels and muffins, all freshly baked by a local supplier. It does not get shipped in from 500 miles away. This is a local all-Vermont product.
And that's one of the neat things. We're going to be touching a bit more on that when we discuss Littleton, about how local products are being used in a very interesting way. Furthermore, of this particular property, you know, we get to our room. It's big. It's spacious. You've got we have a couch, a huge bed. There's your own sitting, well, bed, table, chair, hanging out, Spectrovision, right? Standard hotel room. But no, this huge. It's spacious.
You've got the sitting area. It's like a mini suite. You've got that large sofa area. You've got a large work desk area with a proper chair. Excellent for both vacation and business purposes.
Yeah, and of course the business desk with a lamp, and you have your own internet plug-in if you want to. So
and there's a electrical outlet as part of the lamp, so you don't have to bend down underneath the desk and bang your head when you get up.
Oh, yes, yes.
Happened to you one time.
Never happens to me. No.
And the nice brightly lit bathroom. So, of course, when you pull the shower curtain, well, it's still bright, nice and bright. The proverbial mausoleum. You can actually see what you're doing and non-slip surface in the bath and shower. So
we're going to take a break here on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite right here on the Cab Radio Network. This is Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford. Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Commodities, futures, options. While most people are acquainted with stocks and mutual funds, the commodities markets remain a mystery. It's one Barclay Financial can help solve. Futures and options investing involve substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. I'm Patrick T. Parker for Barclay Financial. Right now, the U.S. trade deficit and budget deficits are rising to historical levels. Interest rates are at some of the lowest levels we have ever seen, and yet the economy is still weak. And we feel this could spell trouble for the dollar. To Barclay Financial, that spells opportunity. The European currency has been on the rise. We feel it will keep on rising, and as a result, we're recommending the purchase of call options on the euro currency. For a free special market report on the euro currency, call 1-800-531-7778. That's 1-800-531-7778. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? Do you know about the tremendous price war among the major term life insurance companies? You may be eligible for savings of up to 40%. Here's an example. A male age 45 non-tobacco user issue preferred $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, guaranteed not to change for 10 years. Or a male age 50 non-tobacco issue preferred $1 million of coverage is only $113 a month, guaranteed for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for 20 years. We have great rates for smokers, too. TermBuster specializes in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Call right now. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. Rates and availability may vary by state.
Today's lesson. Parliamo italiano. Cuginos. I say cuginos. You say cuginos. He says cuginos. She says cuginos. We say cuginos. They say cuginos. In fact, everyone's saying cuginos these days. It's the word for delicious northern Italian cuisine. Whether you want a romantic dinner for two or a party for 250, cuginos is the place. Come and try it. And we guarantee you'll be saying cuginos too. Cuginos. It's Italian for the best food in town.
So, you want to sell your home, but the prospect is just too daunting. Get real. Buying or selling your home doesn't have to be intimidating. Talk to Jay Steves at Century 21 Access America. We're the most trusted name in real estate in North America because we know that real estate is about real people, buyers and sellers, who want to make the process as easy and stress-free as possible. Get real about selling your home. Call your personal realtor, Jay Steves, at 378-1451. Century 21 Access America. Real people really working for you.
Oh, I am stuffed.
Me too.
Oh, that was one awesome burrito.
See, I told you this place was great. Mm.
I know. I walk by here every day. Mm-hmm. I had no idea.
We got to do dessert.
Jenny,
we have to.
No. What are you doing to me? You know, I have to fit into my car.
Oh, please.
And into a cow. No, I got to get back to work anyway. I have a major conference call.
Okay.
Waiter. Senor. El Checo, por favor.
Jenny, that's not our waiter.
Oh. Oh, my. Well, whatever. You know, I can't tell the difference between all these Mexicans anyway. You know what I mean?
No, Jenny, I really don't know what you mean.
The first step in fighting racial prejudice is taking a stand. Imagine the power of one voice. Find yours at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center and the Ad Council.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
Yes. Theme song of one Rachel.
Yes. Rachel is working today.
Yes, absolutely.
The assistant general manager here.
Indeed,
at the
Comfort Inn. And she was kind enough to lend us the use of her office here where we're broadcasting live from the Comfort Inn in St. Johnsbury, Vermont, to the Vermont Taj Mahal, most magnificent and award-winning Comfort Inn in the entire chain, and there's a very good reason why. One of the greatest things about Vermont, not just the relaxation, but also the winter, we're right here nestled in the mountains, of course, between the Green Mountains of Vermont and the White Mountains of New Hampshire, and there is some great skiing to be had around here.
Oh, yes, we're not too far away from Burke Mountain, and the Comfort Inn and Suites here in St. Johnsbury has put together a package. $149.99 plus tax will get you accommodations for two, of course, your deluxe continental breakfast every morning, and lift tickets for two, and during the week, kids 12 and under ski free during midweek. So $149.99, a lot of places, that's just the rate for the room. And you add in those ski hill passes and your breakfast, it's a very good deal. And you can enjoy the other recreational amenities right here at the Comfort Inn before or after you head to the ski slopes at Burke Mountain. You have the indoor pool, the whirlpool, the exercise room, the sauna, the games room. If you mess up your clothes or make a mess, hey, they have a laundry on site too. So
yeah. Well, that's actually very important.
If you're
point.
At the top of the hill and chicken out, well, you might need to use the laundry afterwards.
Like me.
Yeah. No, you didn't have to go to the top of the hill to have to use the laundry.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But, so neither did you. We just had to point out the hill, and that was
That was enough. That was enough for me. And, of course, Brett, the general manager, was telling us as well that big snowmobile business here. And
oh, yeah.
Every year it's very popular because you have direct access to the vast network of snowmobile trails, the Vermont Association of snowmobile trails. So,
They're here, and he's very happy to welcome the snowmobilers here, but we want to...
Vermont en Motoneige,
yeah. Send the message to Martin Lucas.
Well, Martin Lucas will get the word out. He'll be down here to head off on the snowmobile trails. But that also tells us as well about the vast variety of things there are to do in the area. If one member of the family wants to go skiing, another member snowmobiling, another member just wants to sit around and... luxuriate in the indoor pool.
Well,
and a fourth
that.
One can head over to Littleton and shop on their main street. There's so much to see and do in the area. A great family recreation destination here at the Comfort Inn of St. Johnsbury.
Of course, the other nice thing is you don't always have to just stay here. You can actually stop off for a quick break on your trip down virtually anywhere. When we went in September to Salisbury Beach, we stopped off here for just a half an hour rest and relaxation. And the nice thing is the people will remember you. They're very friendly here in St. Johnsbury. And that's wherever we go. When we had lunch over the Main Street Bakery and Deli. Oh,
excellent lunch.
Oh, it was a delicious, delicious meal. And it's right next door to this terrific convenience store, of course, when we were having our lunch. And it features a low-carb menu. It's interesting how this is now beginning to get more and more popular and more recognized these days at different restaurants rather than having to just pick out items off of a menu.
They're actually specifically catering to those needs. And Timothy Tracy, the owner of the Main Street Bakery and Deli, has taken that concerted effort to listen to what the customers want. It's not like, here's what you're going to eat, take it or leave it. Here what people want, and we're going to add it to our menu.
And it was really tasty. I had the sort of a Philly cheesesteak without the bread, and it was tasty as hell. It was delicious. And, we had ourselves a soup with that and everything. And while we were having our meal, the friendly proprietor of the store next door came over and just to chit-chat, and it was a very interesting, lively chatter, and it was fun. You hear it. And this is the kind of thing that you like from not just small-town America. It's, imagine with your friends, and your buddy stops by, and they're chatting it up, and your ears perk up, and you figure, that's an interesting conversation. You can either jump into it, join the conversation. And I mention this simply to underscore the fact of the friendly nature of the place.
Yes, you're a visitor, and hey, come on into our conversation. Come on into our shop. You're our friend for the time you're visiting our little town.
Oh, yeah. And you can make friends very easily around here because people are that friendly. They will smile naturally at you. They'll say, welcome, friend.
Yes. I look well, at
the- you're thinking of for Hart's turkey farm, aren't you?
Yes. Yes. Yes, turkey talk. Yes, yes,
turkey talk.
Oh, I think there's a program. No, that's another program. Starts with T.
That's right. Yes.
Comes on Saturday mornings. But
yep.
The Main Street Bakery in Delhi, I just looked at the menu and I asked the girl behind the counter, what would she recommend? Because I saw tuna club. I saw there was cranberry and chicken wrap. There was a turkey. And what do I have? But I settled on the ham and Swiss cheese melt, and it was an excellent choice. But you could go back 5 days in a row and find a different sandwich there. And we wanted cookies, but hey, somebody would come in first thing in the morning. Sold out completely.
Bought up all his cookies.
One of those things that people say, hey, we want the cookies. And there were some beautiful looking cakes there in the display case, but I couldn't eat a whole cake.
Well, you're telling me. And a couple of nice tarts that walked by, too. I mean, sorry. Yeah, that would be me.
Manon and José.
Manon and José. But the Canadian tarts. But we. No, seriously, about cookies around here, they sold them all out. And speaking of cookies, of course, nice, interesting Melanie Refus segue that we had there going on. They make some amazing cookies around here, and they have homemade cookies that are waiting for you as you check in.
Well, that's a nice, nice touch. When we arrive here at the Comfort Inn, hey, get your welcome cookie.
I mean, you walk in, okay, just picture this. It, you know, a long drive, hard day, and you just pull into the hotel. You're tired, and you just want to relax, and your check-in process, first of all, is easy. The people behind the counter are smiling at you in a friendly way as if to say, you know, we're glad you're here. The check-in was smooth. It was easy. It was well done. And then, you know, they say, here's your room. That's it. And then they hand you a cookie, and then you're up. I mean, you walk in, there's this fireplace going, so you feel the warmth from the fireplace. It's a nice, warm, and welcoming atmosphere, and that's it. And it's a fully modern and well-built hotel and everything, but boy, oh boy, when you come here and the people are that nice.
It's the people that add. You can follow all the directions and build the hotel exactly like it comes in the franchisee kit, but it's how you staff the property. It is how you train your people. It is how you get the repeat business. People might come in the first time because they're referred from another member of the chain, but will they return?
Oh, sure.
And there's great return business here.
Well, that's the neat thing, of course. And we, you know, we hardly expect it when we go to many places. You know, we meet people the first time and that's that, but this place has been so friendly. This is now our third time back at this particular property. And we absolutely enjoy it. Last year, we were doing Country Inns in the White Mountains, and that was near North Conway, where we met our good friend, Cooper Fox from Magic 104. And now we decided to just stick to St. Johnsbury. We just love the place so much.
It's the atmosphere, the valley setting, the way the downtown is on that plateau, and the little windy street up to Main Street. It's big enough to be... have all the restaurants and the little shop and the shops you want, but small enough to be very welcoming in small town America.
Oh, definitely. And you know, like one person said, but his shop in Littleton, New Hampshire, it's in the center of everything. Within 2 hours, he can be in almost any major city.
They're saying, oh, I'm near Montreal, I'm near Burlington, Vermont, I'm near Boston, I'm near New York, Hartford. Hey, I'm in the center of it all. So within 2-3 hours, every major metropolitan area can get to St. Johnsbury and Littleton.
And you got to admit, he's got a point. And what nicer place to set up a shop if you're going to be, you know, doing crafts or what have you. You know, following the break that's coming up soon, we're going to be discussing Littleton, New Hampshire, and the great things that we found there, including we found out actually how they get those Christmas trees and those shipping boxes.
Yes, well, I will let people know how I thought it was going to be done. And then there is my version, and then the real way it's done. I don't think I made out to be one of those direct mail people. I read the Joe Carbo book. Bernie Carbo, no, he was a baseball player. And Mitch wouldn't know that, would he?
Roberto Clemente.
Bernie Carbo played for the Cincinnati Reds and the Boston Red Sox, I believe. But Comfort Inn & Suites Vermont, the website www.vtcomfortinsuites.com, 802-748-1500 or 1-800-4-CHOICE. On U.S. Route 5 South at Interstate 91. And, of course, when we come back, more on Littleton, New Hampshire, some of the other restaurants and things going on here in St. Johnsbury. If you can get up here next week, the 13th, Saturday the 13th, is Victorian Christmas featured around the Fairbanks Museum downtown, the lights, there'll be a Christmas carols, shops lit up, different events taking place on historic Main Street, St. Johnsbury, to recreate the atmosphere of what it was like during the late 1800s when this city came onto the map as the where the Fairbanks Industrial Scale Factory was. So,
yeah, well, that museum is really quite
something,
interesting.
Something to see, and you could spend a couple of hours there.
Well,
and
yeah.
The Athenaeum Art Gallery, after many years of, it was closed around a year doing some renovations, and that is back open as well across the street. So a couple of nice museums to spend a snowy afternoon exploring here in St. Johnsbury.
Well, following the break, we'll also give you the secret to that traditional, typical New England Christmas scent. We learned that in Littleton, New Hampshire, at the Rocks Christmas Tree Farm and Estate. So you're going to have to wait to hear that following the break. Stay tuned. This is Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford, the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite. Across America via satellite. What the hell is a banshee? Travel World Radio Show.
She took me to the cleaners. After the divorce, I was barely left with a shirt on my back.
All is not fair in love and war, especially when it comes to divorce. It's messy, emotionally draining, and divisive. People have to take sides. That's why you need the best on your side to protect your assets. Allison Perrin cares. She's a qualified financial consultant who can advise you on how to prepare for a divorce. If you're facing divorce, consult Allison Perrin before you do anything else. Call 860-349-2065.
One night, my mommy and daddy went on to a date. They got a babysitter to watch me. The babysitter was a family friend. She was like an angel to me in front of big people. But after my parents left, she stopped acting like an angel and started being mean. My parents didn't believe me until they got a surveillance camera from the spy shop in Milldale. When they got home that night, they watched the tape and saw the babysitter yelling at me all the time. Now, we don't use that babysitter anymore.
Unfortunately, the times are changing, and stories like this one are more frequent, and you begin to wonder if you can even trust a longtime family friend. Put your mind and heart at ease with surveillance equipment from the Spy Shop. The Spy Shop promotes truth through technology, spy gadgets, bug detectors, and cool stuff. Visit spyville.com or call 628-2075. 628-2075.
You and 120 credit hours, 51 textbooks, and the perfect way to pay for it all.
Army National Guard.
As a member of the Army National Guard, you don't have to worry about how you're going to pay for college.
100% of your tuition.
The Guard has you covered. So come visit the team who can help you get through college on the web at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com or call 1-800-GO-GUARD in the Army National Guard.
You can.
Sponsored by the Connecticut National Guard. Aired by the Connecticut Broadcasters Association and this station.
Now, okay. Settle down, class. Now, today we're going to read out loud. Who would like to go first?
Oh, no. I'm not ready. Please don't call on me.
Chris?
I took my dog to the park. She made two new friends. Tomorrow, I'll take Winnie to the park again.
Very good. Now, who'd like to go next? How about you?
Oh, no. Not me. Oh, no.
If you're the parent of a child who struggles to learn, listen to the little voice inside your head. Get help now. A lot of kids who struggle are smart. They just learn differently. For free information on how to help your child, visit www.focusonlearning.org, www.focusonlearning.org, or call 1-888-478-MIND. Do it for your child. Do it for yourself. But do it now. A message from the Advertising Council and the Coordinated Campaign for Learning Disabilities.
Hey, Miss Taylor, come on. Let me get those groceries from you.
Oh, hi, David. Yes, it'll be a big help there.
Okay, whoa. Oh, these are heavy.
Listen, how's the landlord business?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good.
Did you rent the apartment next door yet?
No, not yet, Miss Taylor, no. Oh, some guy came by today to look at it, but, you know, I didn't even show it to him.
Oh, why not? Oh,
come on, he was a brother.
Well, why wouldn't you rent to your brother?
No, a brother, you know, colored, black guy.
Excuse me?
No, don't worry. No, I told him somebody else put down a deposit. It happens all the time. I figured you went on one of them living next door. You know what I mean.
No, David. I don't know what you mean.
The first step in fighting racial prejudice is taking a stand. Imagine the power of one voice. Find yours at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center and the Ad Council.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
Baby, tell me, does she love you?
We do that just to boost ratings, you know that?
It comes from the ratings library.
Welcome back to Travel World. This is Willem Backus with Stephen Pickford here in beautiful, tranquil St. Johnsbury, Vermont. We're currently enjoying a white Christmas. It's snowing outside, and they say it's a bit of a blizzard, but boy, we kind of like it. You look at the snow here, and the nice thing about being in St. Johnsbury during a snowfall is to be able to look out the window and just enjoy the atmosphere, the environment, the feeling and the sweet air as it comes down, and the total relaxing feeling that
it's
you're going
to
get.
Total tranquility, and to say, hey, we're indoors here at the Comfort Inn, and we're going to spend time in the sauna and the whirlpool and the indoor pool, and we can go to our room and watch like 50 channels of television, and we can lie down in our king-size bed, and then we don't have to go too far down Highway 5 to find some great restaurants. And tonight we're going to see at the Surf and Sirloin, the new owner, Calvin Belknap, came over from the Mount Washington Lodge. He was food and beverage director there, not too far from Cooper Fox country.
Absolutely.
And he's now bought his own business. He purchased the Surf and Sirloin, wanted to get into business for himself after many years in food and beverage business with a number of major resorts along the East Coast. And it was good last year, so we wanted to see how
it'll Calvin be even better because we know what the food is like in the Mount Washington Valley.
He's a master chef.
Yes, that's true.
With many years of training. So Calvin comes to St. Johnsbury area with a great reputation. And very eager to see how what changes he's made to the Surf and Sirloin here.
And there's a lot of interesting stories about people who come to this area to set up a new shop, particularly in the hospitality business, whether it's hotels or restaurants. Even later on from Littleton, which we'll get into, somebody who came over from Birmingham, England.
Oh, yes, at the Rocks Christmas Tree Farm. And that was, we went to Littleton. It's around 17 miles southeast of St. Johnsbury, right off Interstate 93. And what a beautiful little town. It's one of the top 10 small towns in America. Their main street.
All lit up. It was really something, that place.
The Christmas spirit is there because downtown has all of these local merchants selling books, cafes, art shops, antiques, arts and crafts. These are local merchants, but they also have, just outside of town, they're also welcoming the big box retailers as well. So you get the best of both worlds.
Yeah, which is interesting. And there's no sales tax in New Hampshire as well. So it's a great place to set up. And even better, I mean, you know how I foam at the mouth when I see guitars. Boy, there is one hell of a music store there.
You were able to find a book. You were looking for books on trees for years and years, and none of the other bookstores ever seemed to have what you needed.
Yeah, I'm an amateur tree hugger, and it took going to the Rocks before Nigel. He showed me this little guide made by International Paper, which is what I wanted, was to be able to identify trees by their needles and characteristics, because oftentimes we do take nature walks through, preserved lands and all kinds of nature parks and so on, because it's fun. You know, when we went to the Piney Run State Park back in, Maryland, or we would go to, in South Carolina to another state park, which is places we enjoy going. I like to take a look and see what kind of trees and what kind of bushes and shrubs that we have around there. Even in my own backyard where I have a lot of trees, it's nice to be able to tell one kind of maple from another. And this is just because we like this sort of thing. Now, I've been looking for this particular book for an awfully long time. And finally, I went from bookstore to bookstore in Montreal. It seems nobody in Montreal is interested in trees at all, because nobody had a book that was anywhere close to what I wanted, which very simple, like the Audubon bird book, where you see a picture of the bird, you see the kind. So I found the book that I was looking for that Nigel had, sent me to a local bookstore in Littleton, and there was literally a shelf full of those kinds of books, including one really interesting book I'm very seriously considering picking up, all about the California redwood trees, because that's something the most majestic kind of trees I've ever seen. And in fact, there is one California redwood growing in Abbeville, South Carolina. There's a picture of me on the website with my arms around that
tree. Oh, you're the perennial tree hugger. And that's at the Rocks Christmas Tree Farm, which is not just open at Christmas time. It's open year round for conservation and seminar purposes, teaching people about nature,
educational programs.
Be it with regards to conservation of woodland resources, mm-hmm. talking about maple sugaring, taking walks in the woods to identify the trails and paths of local small animals. There's something going on all year round.
That was one thing Nigel was mentioning. It was an interesting point. He says he gets all kinds of people protesting using natural trees for their Christmas. He says, you know, in case people didn't notice, trees are a natural renewable resource. They grow back.
Yeah, this is not clear cutting. You're not going in there and not replanting. These are managed as a resource. This is agricultural tree farming, reusing the land, and they're replanting.
We also learned that these trees on his Christmas tree farm, he buys them from professional there are professional greenhouses which do the take the seedlings, you know, growing directly from seeds, and they put them into saplings maybe about between 1 and 5 years of age, and they become little small trees, which they then plant in their, well, it's not really an orchard, but it's in lines down on their farm. The average Christmas tree that you're going to be buying, which is between 6 and 8 feet tall, is about 10 to 15 years of age. So, and then sometimes they'll send people out into the field to, you know, cut their own tree down, bring it back.
Yeah, we saw some people do that yesterday. We were saying, oh, what type of argument are they going to get into? Because Christmas trees are...
Yes, it's a couple. They come in, they're a young couple. And you can just imagine they're going to go out into the field saying, I'm cold right now. You cut the tree down. And I don't cut the tree down. This is a bad idea. Why do I go... Yeah.
There's also the subjective nature of what is a beautiful Christmas tree. And what you may think is a beautiful tree, I have my own favorite when you look at the tree.
Yeah.
And, of course, they can ship you the tree anywhere you are in North America.
Right.
It's not if you're down in the deep south, it's actually cheaper for you to have them send you a tree. It'll be fresher, too, because they cut it and ship it out. The total elapsed time between the time they cut it and the time you get it is like 4 or 5 days. And
yeah, it's FedEx. It sends you the tree. And the nice thing about it is that they're baled, professionally put into boxes, and they come to your place. And
they've got a hole already drilled in the bottom so you can put it on the stand. They've got it in that box that comes to your door so you're not getting a hernia and carrying it here and carrying it there and it's falling off your car. And how are you going to get up to the 15th floor up the stairs? No.
Let the FedEx driver get the hernia.
Yeah. Well, he's a Teamster. He's got a great benefits package. But it comes right to your door, and that the smell of Christmas comes in. A New England Christmas.
Yes. I have to give away the secret because I promised to tell people what the New England Christmas was going to be. That traditional scent that you associate with the New England Christmas, which when you go into most bed and breakfast and you see that forest green painting and the wood paneling and that warm feeling in the cozy fireplace that makes you want to be Christmas in New England every day, that comes from a particular kind of Christmas tree called the balsam fir. People particularly like the Fraser fir because it has a better look to it.
And they say it lasts a little longer, but how many times do you put up a tree for more than 4 weeks? The balsam fir will last for the 4 weeks. So
the balsam fir has the scent.
Oh, Nigel cut off a little twig, and I kept it in my pocket and smelled throughout the afternoon because I carried it with me. It was great.
Reminds you of Christmas in New England. So if you want that, you can actually go to this place. What's their website, Steve?
Yes, www.therocks.org, or you can call them toll-free, 1-800-639-5373, and get all the information. You can get a nice, fresh, crisp New England Christmas tree shipped to your door. And, of course, when you're in the area in Littleton and St. Johnsbury, take in one of their educational and conservation seminars and day visits, and visit the farm and get to know more about the agriculture of trees.
And if you go to this place, you'll actually get a chance to meet with Nigel and the colorful character that he is, because we actually quite enjoyed that. But people are saying, you know, why you think this is all funny? I said, don't worry, we're the kinds of people that can have fun reading road signs, and that's maybe, I don't know if that's a good or bad characteristic that we have.
But again, Nigel's one of those people that you meet and has a story and is welcoming and introduces you to what he's proud of, the business he is in. So,
well, he's the kind of guy, of course, they do have hunting and fishing in the whole area. When they have their conservation areas, they still do allow hunting season and so on. And, of course, somebody who's a newbie at hunting will not realize it, but he'll give them a special jacket with a target painted on it.
Yeah. You don't want to take that complimentary jacket that he's passing out at the door. No, no.
How come everybody's shooting at me?
No, it's not a warm New England welcome, is it? No, everyone's shooting at me. No, that's more
like – something we would do.
No, everyone shooting at me. No, that's the trip to Detroit. No.
Oh, that's true. Yes. Or Colorado, for that matter. But the Rocks Christmas Tree Farm, it's an old estate from J.J. Glessner, from who used to be
one of the founders of International Harvester. Mm-hmm. He was a Chicago industrialist and came in the late 1800s to New Hampshire, fell in love with it. He came originally as a medical cure, looking for something to cure his son of his
hay suffering fever.
From hay fever.
I know hay fever all too well every year. Seems like my street is a ragweed farm, but.
And he became one of the founders of the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests and kept adding to his original farm estate to protect other lands from being clear cut by loggers of the day.
We're going to take another break here on the Travel World Radio Show, following which we'll talk more about Littleton, New Hampshire, the Beale House Inn and Restaurant, and some terrifically interesting people that we met. And then we'll return finally to St. Johnsbury to close up the show. Stay tuned. This is the Travel World Radio Show. So keep on
rocking me, baby.
I don't know what to invest in.
I don't know if I can retire comfortably.
I don't know which path to take.
Don't know what to do about your financial situation? Talk to someone who does. RBC Dane Rauscher. For knowledgeable advice and a clear plan. The kind of objective financial guidance you're looking for. RBC Dane Rauscher. What you need to know. Member NYSE SIPC.
Call Dennis Stanek Jr. at 1-800-243-2478. That's 1-800-243-2478.
Today's lesson. Parliamo italiano. Cuginos. I say cuginos, you say cuginos, he says cuginos, she says cuginos, we say cuginos, they say cuginos. In fact, everyone's saying cuginos these days. It's the word for delicious Northern Italian cuisine. Whether you want a romantic dinner for two or a party for 250, cuginos is the place. Come and try it, and we guarantee you'll be saying cuginos too. Cuginos, it's Italian for the best food in town.
The following is an urgent message for all inventors. Who cashed in on your last great idea? Do you have another invention? Do you need a patent? Then you need InventTech.
Everyone laughed at my pot that cooked and drained pasta. If I had the patent, I'd be rich.
Snap your fingers. Turn on a light. That was my idea. But I never thought to get a patent.
Don't let this happen to you. You may have a great idea, but unless you protect it, anyone can take it and keep the profits. That's why you need to call InventTech now. We'll send you a free inventor's kit, and you'll receive our free video or DVD with your confidential submission. Call 1-800-953-3553.
Cleaning with citrus was my little secret. I never patented it. Boy, was that dumb.
Don't let someone else cash in on your great idea. Call InventTech now for a free inventor's kit. Call 1-800-953-3553. Call 1-800-953-3553.
How would you like to regrow your hair naturally? Hi, I'm Brian Reichenberg from Kevis here in Beverly Hills. Our new internationally patented topical treatment and hair accelerator is fast and effective. Clinical studies with dermatologists showed that Kevis achieved a 90% success rate fighting hair loss. Here's what the doctors are saying.
I'm Dr. Jay Heck, board-certified dermatologist and hair transplant surgeon. Kevis scientifically and medically is a superior product that stimulates the hair follicles to once again grow hair. I highly recommend Kevis to any man or woman who is losing their hair.
Kevis is easy to use and drug-free. In less than 3 minutes a day, you can restore your appearance and confidence. I'll even help you get started by giving you 50% off your starter program plus free shipping. Call 888-684-HAIR. This is a limited-time offer. That's 888-684-HAIR. That's 888-684-HAIR.
You know what word I really hate? Dating. It makes me think of sitting across from someone my well-meaning friends set me up with, sitting politely through boring conversation, and constantly checking my watch to see how much longer I have to stay. with that kind of image, why would I ever want to date again? Well, Exact Radio 990 The X just gave me a great reason. The 990 Exact Love Line. I just called, answered a few questions about who I really am and who I'm really looking for. And you know what? I'm getting matched up with some great people. Guys that hate the bad things about dating as much as I do. Since the 990 Exact Love Line matches you up based on shared interest, I haven't had one boring conversation with any of my matches. Instead, we're going out and having a lot of fun. You know, this is so great, it shouldn't even be called dating. Call the 990 Exact Love Line at 1-866-990-LOVE. That's 1-866-990-LOVE.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
Like us, straight off the deep end.
Oh, yes. And I was looking for a new romance and never finding it. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Always looking in the wrong place.
Oh, no, yes. We didn't get a part-time job as a security guard.
No. We get a part-time job as a security guard and end up working at some synagogue, meet some woman from Buenos Aires. Yes. There's our romance for you. Yeah. But somebody actually did find a romance with an Argentine. And this was a Dutch woman who who was working as a blackjack dealer on a cruise ship. So there was a legitimate reason to meet somebody from another part of the world, right? And one of the new chefs that was there. He was a bartender on the cruise line.
Yeah.
And it's Jose Luis. And that they met, they fell in love, and they got married. That was Catherine and Jose. And the two of them, they ended up going to Florida, where they had cooking shows and really seriously amazing cooking. They had cooking shows on TV. They were watched. They did all kinds of segments.
They operated some restaurants down there. They were involved in a travel agency.
Until finally they decided they wanted a change in their lives, and they came here to, well, they came to Littleton, New Hampshire, and they bought the Beale House, which is primarily a restaurant, which is the interesting thing about bed and breakfast is you expect to meet a lot of people from out of town, but because their focus is mainly on their restaurant, you can tell it's a seriously nice place.
Well, people come there week after week after week. They had their regulars, right, and they knew everyone. Say, see you next week, see you next week. They went there for good food, good portions, friendly service. Oh, it was an excellent meal.
The regular clientele.
Oh, boy. And I had the crab cakes. I cannot pass up a chance for crab cakes. And
interesting
melt in your mouth.
Interesting bruschetta I had.
And then, of course, the soup, lentil and sausage.
Yes, of course, which Stephen called Frankenbean soup. But it was not quite the same thing.
No, we didn't want to have the chef come up with his
and
cleaver.
They know how to properly soak the sugars off of the lentils. Otherwise, you know what kind of effect they would have had.
Oh, yes. Well, you didn't need any extra help. And of course, you had an excellent looking steak.
Listen, leave it to an Argentine to learn how to cook a steak, because some of their steaks are the best there is.
Mm.
This guy cooked it. It was amazing. Steak au poivre, which was a nice pepper kind of sauce. It was delicious.
I had what they call a trifecta plate. And no, that's not what happened last night at Aqueduct Racetrack. the combination veal scallopini, chicken, and shrimp and
I thought you were both
tarragon sauce.
I thought you were talking about a 34-year-old still living with mom and not having a real job. The loser trifecta. Yeah.
You also, I bought the mashed potatoes, and also we tried their home cut fries, which usually come only with the ribs. And there were people who came there every week for the rib platter, but we had to try those home-cooked fries, the
with mayonnaise, because it's a Dutch thing. And the guy goes, oh, no, not another Dutchman. And that's me.
Yes, it ain't much.
If it ain't Dutch. Yeah. So we had a lot of fun chattering it up.
This is homemade bread.
Oh, yeah. They make a lot of their stuff there. Now, listen, in the world of carpentry, for instance, you've got, a carpenter, and then you got the finer art, which is a cabinet maker. And then in the world of cooking, you've got a chef, but then you have the finer art, which is a pastry chef. And Catherine is a pastry chef.
We got to try four of her delicacies there, and it came
the
out
tiramisu.
Oh, boy, that was the best tiramisu I've had in a long, long time. Mm. And, of course,
eggnog cheesecake.
Yes, well, you polished that off.
Darn right. It was eggnog, man. All right.
Yes, eggnog and... yes, very, very melt in your mouth type desserts.
It was delicious. You know, the Beale House, right in Littleton. And, you know, they were quite right when they located there. They are in the center of things. One of the waitresses named Ellen, her husband Mitch, has a shop where he does all kinds of work. And it's also what he calls right in the center of everything between Montreal, Boston, Burlington, major cities, 5 hours. He's in New York City. He's right. They are in the center.
You have the atmosphere there at the Beale House Inn, very much like a downtown bistro mixed with a tavern at a country inn. They've got captured that sort of unique ambiance, mm-hmm. that you sit there and you look out the window and you see the cars meandering Main Street, mm-hmm. and decorated with the sort of warm, soft, indirect lighting. It was very, very, very warm, welcoming evening.
And the good welcome food and good at people. Littleton could not be complete without the addition to mention the Grist Mill. Now, the Grist Mill we got to mention because there's also Littleton Diner down the street where we're going to try later on their pancakes. Because all the pancake mix is made with the flour and the mix that is ground at the Grist Mill.
Right there. The Grist Mill originally was established in Littleton when the town was founded over 200 years ago, 1798. Mm-hmm. Fell into disrepair. Everyone said, to tear it down and what an eyesore.
That's right.
Oh, yes. And then a group of local businessmen said, hey.
With vision.
That this is going to become the centerpiece of our town. We are going to refurbish. We're going to rehabilitate this building. We're going to make it back into a working mill and sell the products.
And how? They mean they have the grain that they mill into different kinds of flour, different grades. They package it. And believe it, that whole flour-making business that they have is an aside from the original purpose of the building, which was as a tourist attraction, which it is in spades. What a nice place. They had the guy's son who actually made the gears again to the original specifications.
And
these
what
are
craftsmanship.
Gears.
You look at that and you say, hey, every piece fitting just precisely together. This is the type of workmanship that generations ago was there, but it's lost art today.
Wooden gear teeth. It's originally the original water wheel they had was an overshot. That is to say, there was like a sort of an aqueduct kind of thing that passed the water over the water wheel and then forced it that way. There they had the water wheel, which is an undershot. So the wheel dips into the river, and the river's own power moves the wheel. And you should see a pair of, you know, step-up gears that are there, and they turn the machinery in the entire mill. It's really something to see.
This time of year, the river is getting to become frozen, so of mm-hmm. course they aren't milling live on site, but during the spring, summer, and fall, you can watch a demonstration of them milling right there. Watch a video of a beautiful view right out over the river.
Oh, yeah, and they're building a little footbridge that's going to cross the river.
A lot of efforts made to add to the revitalization of Littleton's downtown. They've preserved most of their downtown buildings. You can get a brochure, a walking tour of downtown Littleton featuring 22 historic sites. They've got buildings with the plaques on them, so you aren't just taking a brochure and trying to figure out which building it was. The plaque is right there on the building telling you. And
they got historic plaques everywhere in downtown Littleton, and it's a surprisingly fun place to visit.
And you walk from end to end, 15, 20 minutes each side of the street. That's just walking on each side of the street. But take time to go down to the river and just sit and take in the view of the rushing water. Take in, walk, go into some of the craft shops and the local merchants to see what they're offering. Sit and sip a coffee. There's a candy shop, an old general store with the Guinness Book of World Records, the largest continuous candy counter in an area. So whether it is or whether it isn't, hey, what better excuse to go in and get some fudge, get some candies, get a drink, and sit down and enjoy life. And Littleton, New Hampshire is on the internet, the Littleton Area Chamber of Commerce at www.littletonareachamber.com, area code 603-444-6561, right off Interstate 93. Well worth getting off the highway for an hour or so, shopping, strolling Main Street, and having a very enjoyable meal at the Beale House.
Christmas in New England.
Oh, yes. That time of year, just something about this time of year when you come to New England. It's part of our tradition to come visit Vermont and New Hampshire at this time of year. And what better place to position yourself than at the Comfort Inn & Suites in St. Johnsbury. 1-800-4-CHOICE is the number. Or you can check them out on the internet directly at www.vtcomfortinsuites.com. Great for snowmobiling, for their great ski package, $149.99. Burke Mountain, ski passes for two, accommodations for two for the night, and a continental breakfast. And of course, during the week when they're trying to really encourage guests to come up here, kids stay, eat, and ski for free.
That is awesome. you know, right here at the Vermont Comfort Inn, which is right here in St. Johnsbury, right on a Highway 91, the interstate. You're in the middle of everything. You can just plant yourself right here, and you're within 16 miles of Littleton, New Hampshire.
The historic sites.
And great relaxation to be had, fresh air, Christmas in New England. What better place to experience it than right here in St. Johnsbury, Vermont, at Comfort Inn & Suites.
St. Johnsbury, and of course, remember their Victorian Christmas next week, Main Street, St. Johnsbury.
That's it for this week. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
Happy traveling, everybody. JR and Charlie, we're expecting you up here. Stay tuned. Produced in Montreal by the NASCAR Marketing Company.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.